as well as the
And do you think it's reasonable that this was financed entirely from the cycling ambition, the Cycling Cities Ambition Fund from central government? £1.2 million this cost that could have been spent on cycling in other parts of Bath. Would this have been your priority for £1.2 million?
Absolutely not. No. This was, it's largely, this was talked about for months and months and months. And if I'd have had my way, I would have spent, £100,000 here, basically on improving the access, which they've done.
To put some drop curbs in.
But when you actually look at what's on the ground now, there's no indication to me that it's, that it's a shared space for everybody. It just seems to be business as usual. And if you look, there are no double yellow lines here. So what tends to happen here is that people use it as a stopping point to go and get their pizza or their burger or whatever, which then continues to act as a barrier for traffic. I mean, there's a car, admittedly, it's on the yellow lines up there. But a car, people just abandon their cars. So you also need, it's the old thing, you also need a degree of enforcement to actually make these things happen. And there never is any enforcement.